closer.
Come on, iPad。
この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために、生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日はゴミの出し方について英語でお伝えします。
Hello everyone and welcome to Come on iPal. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jeremy.
On today's Come on iPal, we will be talking about sorting your garbage. Whether you are newly arrived in Kagawa or you have been here for a long time, there's no getting around it. You have to sort your garbage properly before getting rid of it.
When I first came to Japan and heard about the system for sorting garbage, I thought my head would explode. Why does it have to be so complicated?
Yeah, I know what you mean. In the US, every state has a different situation, but in my hometown of Denver, there are pretty much only two types of garbage. One, recyclables like plastic bottles, aluminum cans, newspapers, etc. And two, all other garbage, almost all of which is buried in landfills. Each house has a 370-liter barrel, one used for recyclables and one used for other garbage. Each type is collected once a week. The garbage trucks in my town have an automated arm that picks up the barrels and dumps their contents into the vehicle. Then it places the containers back in their place. Recycled materials get separated at a recycling center. It's all pretty simple for the people throwing stuff away.
Yeah, in my state, Oregon, we have three containers: garbage, recyclables, and organic materials like grass clippings, wood, etc. They are collected once a week. These are all separated later at a waste management center. At any rate, it's a pretty easy process.
In comparison, the rules for garbage sorting here in Kagawa are much more complicated. There are specified days for specified kinds of trash, and you have to take the garbage to the collection point. All of this makes for a complicated process for the person throwing garbage away.
Yeah, I know. A garbage collection calendar should be delivered to you by your neighborhood council, whether you live in an apartment building or your own house, and it covers the period from April of this year through March of next year. Even if you didn't get a calendar, you can go to your local municipal office and ask for a calendar that corresponds to your address. Then you should follow the schedule outlined on that calendar and throw your garbage away at the designated location.
Each municipality has a designated type of garbage bag that you need to use, so be sure to buy one at your nearest grocery store or convenience store. One item of advice is to keep your different items in separate bins in your house. Throw them in those bins and keep similar garbage together until you dispose of it on the decided day. You can also avoid stinky garbage by washing your disposable food trays before you throw them away.
As the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I was really confused about garbage when I first got here. However, once I realized that I could get up in the morning, automatically wash out my empty bottles, and have them ready for that day's trash collection, all without even having to think about it, I knew that I was a true Sanuki Jin.
That's right. I think it takes a little bit of time, but once we have our heads wrapped around exactly how to separate our garbage, we can properly recycle things and reduce the overall amount of trash that we dispose of.
Sanuki Jin know how to sort their garbage. It's just common sense.
Come on, iPal. Next week's show is in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be the week after, Sunday, May 22nd at 8:55 p.m. Please tune in. This is Chris.
And this is Jeremy.
Signing off.